Let's return to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome, and thank you for joining in to and listening in to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program. And here's a segment everybody waits for, Ask Andy. He's got a number of topics today, and we're going to start out with online privacy and its dangers to you and your reputation. Andy.
Yeah, Milo, we got a couple emails this week about people worried about their privacy online. And one email mentioned Google stalking to me. And I wasn't actually familiar with Google stalking, but I did some research on it. And Google stalking is a phrase meaning that someone's trying to find out more about you via the Internet. So if you know the name of a person and that person has posted information anywhere on the Internet, more to find blogs, photos, or even forum posts made by that person. Doing searches on Google can lead to hundreds of links, depending on how much activity a person does online. So if you want to find out what information is freely available about you or someone else on the web, start with Google. Do a basic search, starting with your name or the person's name. You might also want to check using your name in the city where you live. Also try variations of your name, such as nicknames or common misspellings of your name, that type of thing. Oh, and don't forget Google's specialized searches for images, videos, news, and other media, too. After you search, look above and below the search box for those additional links. Another point to remember is that Google not only catches current pages, but also past pages. They have a feature where it will show you cached pages. So if you think some content about you or someone else might be gone, it might not have disappeared completely. You know, since all search engines have different ways of cataloging the web, you can use the same process with Yahoo or MSN Live, Dogpile, that type of thing. There are more than a dozen different people search tools out there that you can use to search for yourself or others online as well. So take a few minutes, browse the web, and see what you can find out about yourself. You might find some interesting web pages. You might want to see if everything listed there is what you want people to know about you, and maybe remove some things that you don't want people to see. Check each site where you post to see if your privacy settings are correct. Online privacy is it can be dangerous, so make sure that all your privacy settings are the way you want them.
Andy, there's also a thing you can do is go to Google Alert. And at Google Alert, you type in your name. And then every time your name pops up somewhere, whether it's on Twitter or Facebook or anywhere, it's going to send you a signal and say, hey, your name is here. So you want to go to Google Alert, type in your name, and once a day, you don't want to do it many times because it can keep popping up if you're doing something. But it's also a good way to look up anything on the Internet that you want to know that you're not aware of. Just type in the keyword that you want under Google Alert, and it sends you a message with Gmail. You got to have Gmail. Just start a Gmail account, and it'll send you an update that, oop, your name popped up somewhere. It's in Facebook today.
That's a great tip, Milo. That's a real great tip. Another thing we worry about is, well, the more people post on the Internet, the easier it is to find someone. So it didn't used to be that way. When the Internet first began, if you were to try to look someone up, at most you might have found their name and phone number on the white pages. But today, if you type in someone's name in a search engine, you might find hundreds of different links. And this is especially true if that person uses the Internet regularly. Online phone directories enable anyone anywhere to find your phone number and street address. More and more government information, such as property ownership, voter registration, and court filings, are being made available online. Many newspapers print the full text of their stories and classifieds online now. School websites publish student information and sometimes photos. Professional and club newsletters may unwittingly reveal things about you that you'd rather the whole world didn't know, or maybe some things you do want them to know. Why would you care about some of the stuff that's out there on the Internet? Well, here's some reasons. Businesses are increasingly going to the Internet to research potential employees, for instance. Okay, if they're able to find things that are disconcerting, like your drinking habits or party habits, they might reject you for the position. Perhaps you simply don't want to be found by someone like old boyfriends or former schoolmates, that type of thing. Or maybe there's a side of you that you don't want certain others to know about. If you MySpace or Facebook or other social networking sites, if you post your pictures of yourself in embarrassing situations or blog about rowdy parties, your employer, your landlord, your family could pretty easily find this stuff. So it's a good idea to check, again, your privacy settings, tweak your privacy settings to restrict what others can see. Not only social sites, but blogs and message boards and chat rooms can often be searched too. So if you chat or blog or visit message boards, be mindful of where you post and what you type. You know, again, your family and your employers can find out a lot about you on those. Another concern that I've gotten about internet privacy is your IP address. And the question is, can you hide your IP address? And before I get into that, really, we want to talk. I want to make it clear that your IP address does not personally identify you when you use the internet. So if you've heard that hackers with special equipment or software can easily discern your name or your physical location given your IP address, then you've heard wrong. So once that fear is put to rest, we'll talk about, yes, you can hide your IP address. First, what is your IP address? Well, when you connect to the internet, your internet service provider assigns you an internet protocol address, or IP address, which in most cases changes every time you connect. Your IP address was never meant to be a secret. Whenever you connect to a website, download a file, or chat online, your IP address is sent along with your request to communicate. Think of it like a return address on an envelope in the mail. Without it, the computer on the other end wouldn't know where to send the reply. So even so, there are many people that are concerned about their IP addresses and don't want to release them out there. Some people are concerned that any record of their online activity might pose a threat to their privacy or personal security. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is engaged in some sort of evil activity. In some countries, or even in your workplace, it may be forbidden to visit certain websites. So hiding your IP address might provide a way to circumvent this restriction. There are also websites that only allow visitors from certain geographic locations to connect. So if, for example, you're a citizen of the U.S. but you're living abroad, you might have trouble connecting to some U.S.-based websites because your IP address will identify you as being outside the U.S. So an IP spoofer that makes it appear you're connecting from within the U.S. could solve that problem. Using an anonymous proxy server is the easiest way to hide your IP address. The sites you visit will see the IP address of the proxy instead of your IP address. But for safety's sake, never pass any personal information such as bank account information or passwords through a proxy. So that's one way to, or those are some ways to hide your IP address. But again, I don't have a problem, and I recommend that you don't worry about your IP address being out there on the internet because, like I said, it was never meant to be a secret. It's just a way of the internet recognizing where to send the reply and how to respond to your inquiries.
And I get that question a lot also. Well, you could tell everything about somebody from the IP address. You really can't. The only thing you can really tell is maybe within that range it belongs to AT&T, within that range it belongs to T-Mobile, so they can verify what company you're using because they have a set of IP addresses they can use, a range. But beyond that, you know, you could be in California or New York. Who knows?
In a lot of ways, it's like a post office box where people can use it to identify what post office you are. But as far as your actual identity, all it is an anonymous number. It's just like a post office box.
But I like the way you referred it to everybody as a return address. I think people don't understand that. It needs somewhere to, if it falls short, to come back to you. Well, when you order something, it has to have some way to send you that receipt that you purchased the item. And so, yes, that is your IP address. Turn your computer off, turn it back on the next day, it's going to have a different IP address.
Yep, more than likely.
More than likely. Well, thank you very much, Andy. Very informative today. A lot of things to think about, and we hope you have a very good week. We'll see you next week. That's all about all the time we have for today. We want to thank our engineer, Randy Meyer. We want to thank TalkZone.com, and especially you, our listeners. We appreciate you. Until next time, this is Milo saying so long, everybody.